You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Misha, welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you.
How long have you been here now on this run?
Well, I haven't. I just came in for this stuff.
Oh, really?
And like, yeah. They're scoping out the Gaiety. The Gaiety's the last stop on our tour.
Okay, amazing. So the rehearsals are ongoing, but the tour is bringing you back to Ireland.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
right now, we're just in rehearsals.
Okay, and how is that?
It's great.
Is it?
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, the first few days are just a bit like line reads and meeting the other actors, but now it's up on its feet, so it's really fun.
Okay, and so tell us about the play, because people are going to be very excited to go along and see Double Indemnity, but tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating. It takes place in the 1930s in California, in Los Angeles, right after the crash of, like, you know, the Depression. And so it's a lawless land and people are, you know, willing to do anything to get ahead. And Phyllis is no different, my character.
Phyllis
Nerdlinger, correct.
Fantastic
name.
And
then she murders her husband.
Spoiler
alert.
Spoiler alert, but I think people may well understand that that's what we're dealing with here.
Yes.
In Double Indemnity. What's it like? I know it's on stage rather than film, for example, but jumping back into that era, like, is it done on stage with the set, the costumes, the music? How do you guys kind of channel the 30s?
Well, we have a really great director, Oscar Thoman, and it's going to be a much more pared down, like minimalist kind of film noir feeling set. So it's going to be more skeletal and less like 1930s periody. And actually, I don't want to give it away because it is a really cool set, but it's cool. It's not like full of props and things and mess. And
gotcha.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be on in the Gaiety from the 24th to the 28th of March, 2026. Your connection with Ireland runs deep, though, right?
My mother's Irish.
Your mother was Newry, wasn't she?
My granddad lived in Strabane. So he's from the north. And then my mum's from Roscommon.
Oh, Roscommon. Oh, wow. Even
born
even
in
more
Newry,
Irish.
Uncle Joe and all of them, they're Roscommon.
Gotcha.
Really just Roscommon.
Okay, brilliant.
Is what you need to know. But there's family everywhere. So if you wander too far, you'll find Quinn somewhere.
The Quinns are all over the place, in fairness. And are you the kind of person who might keep up on Roscommon GAA results and things? Would you check in?
No,
at least you're honest.
I don't know what that is.
Brilliant. That's the best answer we've ever had to that kind of a question. A lot of people try and go, yes, I definitely catch up on whatever it is you're talking about that I don't know. No, there's none of that. Brilliant. But Ireland, I mean, like, it is somewhere that we have welcomed you over so many years. We love you here. Like, you know.
Yeah, I love coming here.
Yeah.
I genuinely love it. I was, doing something here last year and I was telling them I've rented a car and I just went all over and went, there's so many great places to go here.
And
I love going up to Donegal, love going down to Cork.
Brilliant. And when you're here in March for the run in the Gaiety, are you kind of bookending either end of it with a little bit of a jaunt around?
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I'll try to do, I'll do some stuff while I'm down here. And I'm sure I'll see some family.
Excellent. Right. We look forward to it. As I said, runs from the 24th to the 28th of March, 2026 in the Gaiety. Do not miss it. It's going to be brilliant. Double Indemnity. Looking back on your career, there are so many highlights in so many eras for you, right? And the first time I remember seeing you was The Sixth Sense.
Oh, wow.
And some people may not even put two and two together until maybe they see the credits and go, oh my God, that was Misha Barton. And then they go back and I know my wife did that. She went back and watched the scenes with you again and went, oh my God. But I just remembered that those particular scenes to me were so iconic in that there are obviously the Bruce Willis ones. But
Kira, she was a wild character.
Yeah.
I mean, her mother poisons her.
Yeah.
It's dark stuff.
So dark.
Yeah, that's it. It actually held up really well. Like, it's good.
So
like
good.
Every kind of like, I don't know why I even say Halloween, but around that time, like if you're thinking of like dark movies
spooky
to watch
stuff,
and like,
yeah.
You know, it's a Bruce at his finest.
Yeah,
like, it
absolutely.
Really is. He's so good. Mm. And Tony and all of them. Everybody's so good in it.
So good. And the OC obviously was so big. It seems to have connected with a new audience. The Gen Z's guys seem to have like grabbed on.
I know.
Do you, I'm sure you do. I'm sure Marissa knows very well.
I have no idea why, but
really?
I love
yeah.
it. I think it's great. I mean,
isn't
they
it?
Just they love the fashion and stuff again, which I'm like, is mildly tragic at times.
Well, I've got to ask you, is there a fashion moment from, I guess it was the early 2000s, is there a moment from around then that you think, you know, that does deserve to come back? Because some of them are tragic.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do miss dressing like a psycho hippie, but other than that, with like too many belts and scarves and like things in general.
Absolutely.
It's like more is more for some reason. But other than that, I'm not really sure. I mean, the shoes, like all of it was kind of not great. But I mean, I get it. I think the whole idea is just to wear nothing.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it was reveal as much as possible.
That's what I'm taking away from what this generation is taking away from it.
Right now in Ireland, we have Dancing with the Stars on, right?
Yeah.
You did that, didn't you?
I did.
It was 10 years ago, Los Angeles,
yeah.
How was it?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was really, really hard work. I mean, I've never been fitter in my life. Like, dance is so good for you because, like, if you're really, truly dancing day in and day out, like, you're sharp as a tack.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I it wasn't really for me. I was so happy when I got taken off
at
the Disney episode before I had to do. I was like, I was so happy. I was like, ooh, this might be my time to go. Cha-cha my way out of here.
Why not? And then you popped up in Neighbours, the remake of Neighbours. That was so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were really sweet. They had been trying to get me for years and, you know, they wrote that role for me and it was fun. It was fun.
I really enjoyed that little remake. I thought that was great. And I was talking to a few of the cast members on the road to it and I was hoping I'd get to talk to you, but I didn't. But I just thought, like, such an iconic TV thing that we, certainly in Ireland, you know.
Really,
have
you guys are nuts for it? Yeah.
Nuts for it.
I mean, I love Stefan. He's so funny. He actually just did Dancing with, speaking of people who have been to, he just did
in
it.
Australia?
No, I think he did the London one.
Oh, Strictly Come Dancing, they call
it. Yeah, I think he did that.
Stefan Dennis,
because he sent me a text and was like, I'm in the UK if you happen to be here. And I was like, oh, we've missed each other. But that must be an undertaking, Stefan.
I would imagine so. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
Best of luck. 24th to the 28th of March, 2026, in the Gaiety Theatre. Go along and see Double Indemnity. It'll be brilliant. And we can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you.
Thanks a million.
Thanks. This was fun.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
You know that wellness goal you set at the start of the year? It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Kachava. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS,